In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Jesus said something that we need to hear. All power has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And that power is given to the church. All power. This is very important because Jesus said, "You shall do greater things than I. You shall do the same things that I do." Jesus has left us the Holy Spirit, and that's where the power comes from. Where there is no Holy Spirit, there is no power. We see that it's very important that a man be born again. That's a wonderful thing. And Catholics call it second conversion. Call it what you want. St. Paul called it a new creation. That's a very important thing, that people be converted. But the next step after conversion is the reception of the Holy Spirit. Because you can be as converted as you want, but if you do not know the power of God, you're being cheated. Because the Lord left us his Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit does more than preach and teach. The Holy Spirit is dynamos. You shall receive dynamos, dynamite, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. It is the plan of God that the Spirit be given to his people. Now, we believe we received the Holy Spirit at baptism, but let me tell you, he's all plugged up. I did receive the Holy Spirit at baptism, but there was a time after I was born again, call it what you want, born again, conversion, second birth, call it what new birth experience. After that happened in my life, I was led to the power of the Holy Spirit, not because anyone taught me either. I wasn't taught this. No one came to me and said, "I'm going to instruct you." I was not instructed. I was taught by God. By God, and I sometimes wish that I had someone who could teach me. But this started in 68, and people didn't know A from Z when it was about God and about the power of God. So in front of the Blessed Sacrament, I received this anointing of power. This Holy Spirit, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to the church, to us. But if we use it, that's wonderful. If we don't use it, we forfeit the great gift of Jesus, which is the Holy Spirit. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations. This is the promise of Jesus, that all power is given to the church, and we are to make disciples of all nations. Now, let me just tell you this. This is the way we are. This is humanity. St. Paul said, "I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified." He said that after he was at the Areopagus, when he preached the resurrection and nothing happened but a few converts. He preached the resurrection and they said, "We'll come back another day." But St. Paul, after he leaves the Areopagus on Mars Hill, he goes to Corinth and he says, "I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified." So he preached to these people who are already Christians about the cross of Jesus Christ, about his blood, and of course about the resurrection. So let me just say this. This is the big problem. The church is supposed to make disciples of all nations. But what we do is we glorify the church, or your fellowship, or my prayer meeting on a Sunday, or Curcio, or whatever. We glorify these things rather than proclaiming Christ and Him crucified and Jesus raised from the dead. So we say, come to our group. What happens is our group becomes a church in and of itself, and we keep on glorifying our group. No group is supposed to be glorified. It is Jesus who is glorified. It is Jesus who died on the cross, who was buried, and who rose from the dead. I'm all about charismatic renewal. You never hear me mentioning charismatic renewal because, you know, I'm not about charismatic renewal. I'm about Jesus. I was converted at an Antioch retreat. You never hear me speak about Antioch and the community that I was part of. That was just part of my life. My job, my vocation is not to proclaim Antioch or the church or anything else but Jesus and Him crucified. Why do we do that? I'm going to tell you why we do that. Because I can proclaim this community, this church, this charismatic experience, because I can touch it, I can see it, I can feel it. But St. Paul said, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Jesus said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, Jesus did not tell us to go and baptize. He told us to make disciples of all nations, which means if you make disciples of all nations, there are going to be people that you're going to have to disciple. There are going to be people you're going to have to disciple. They're going to be disciples that are discipling. And you know if it's real because they're not proclaiming charismatic renewal. They're not proclaiming the church. They're not proclaiming the new catechism, neo-catechism. They're not proclaiming whatever. They're proclaiming Jesus. That is the reality for all these movements, which are of God. I'm not saying they're not of God. All these movements are to proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified and raised from the dead. And the reception of God's Holy Spirit, that's what we are to proclaim. That is the message. That is the message. Jesus said, it is better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. We cheat people if we do not pray with them for the baptism of the Spirit, because we tell them to live a life of Christianity without the power that God gives us. That's real. That's real. It'd be better for them not to know too much, because it is so important that people receive this power of the Holy Spirit. Now, why do I say that? I say that because Jesus said to His disciples, go into the city and pray until you receive power from on high. That's what Jesus said. He wasn't happy until Pentecost came and they received the same anointing that He received in the Jordan River. They received the Spirit of God. As a result of receiving the Spirit of God, they go and proclaim. What do they proclaim? Not the resurrection, but the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. The whole mystery of faith. This is what the church is called to do. But what have we done? See, this is, you might learn from our mistakes, maybe we won't, but at least if we see that we made a mistake, we might learn from it. What has the church done? The church has said, come to church. So to be a Christian means you are a member of a church, be it Catholic or Protestant or Orthodox, whatever. Being a Christian means you go to church. You leave your money. You leave, pay, pray, and obey, and you go. That's not the experience of Jesus. The experience of Jesus is that the church should be a proclaimer. of the death and resurrection of the Lord, and that the church should be imparting the gift of the Holy Spirit to the disciples that they have. That's the will of God. The will of God is to make disciples of all nations. A disciple is someone who sits at the feet of another person and learns. Not only learns words, but there is a transferring of the anointing to the disciple. There is a transference of the anointing to the disciple. We see that with Elijah and Elisha. Elisha doesn't leave Elisha until Elisha is taken up by a whirlwind, and Elisha puts on the cloak of Elijah and receives a double portion. We see that with the disciples. The disciples are in the upper room praying in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, for the outpouring of the Spirit. They don't even know what that's going to be like. But he said, go into the city and pray until you receive power from on high. You never hear Peter proclaiming the church. This Jesus, whom you crucified, God has raised up to be Lord and Messiah. To proclaim Jesus is to build up the church. When are we going to learn that? To proclaim Jesus and to proclaim the outpouring of the Spirit is to build up the church. The church is not an end in itself. The church is the means by which the power of God is transferred to disciples. That's what it should be. The church is not what we should be proclaiming. I have the fullness of faith. Well, honey, if you've got the fullness of faith, I want to see it. You can say whatever you want. You've got the fullness of faith, but you're living like a devil. You're living like a devil. And you can have the fullness of faith or the fullness of the priesthood or the fullness of whatever, but that doesn't do very much unless you know the power of God. Unless you have compassion in your heart, unless you really take Jesus at his word, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Let me tell you, can I say this and be honest with you? Can I say this and be totally, I am really sick of the poor in spirit. I'm sick of them. But you know what? If I don't get over it today or tomorrow, I'll have to get over it in 3 days. Because that's who he sends me, the poor in spirit. And there is no glamour in ministering to the poor in spirit, believe me. There is no glamour because you yourself are poor in spirit. I am nothing but poor in spirit. And he brings to me those who are poor in spirit. And it's very nice to quote the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It's another issue when you're living it in your own skin. And then he calls you to minister to people just like yourself. It's another issue. Jesus promised to us power. Jesus promised us power if we made disciples. Jesus promised us the Holy Spirit if we surrendered our life to him. There is always more. There is always more. There is always more. God wants to stretch us so that we might receive more and more of his love and more of his power. But that's not what we see. What we see is that the organism called the church, with many people, becomes the end in and of itself. Or the organism called charismatic renewal becomes an end in and of itself. The organism called Curcio becomes an end in itself. Have you made Curcio? You should make Curcio. Listen, I have nothing against Curcio. It's brought more people to Christ than I have. But let me tell you, it's not Curcio. It's God's people working through that movement. We do not want to glorify a movement. Jesus told us that we would glorify him when the Holy Spirit comes. When the Spirit of God comes, he will glorify me, not Curcio, not Charismatic Renewal, not Father Tom's radio ministry. No, he will glorify me. That's what Jesus said. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will glorify me. That's the acid test. Who is being glorified? My organization or Jesus Christ? My organism or Jesus Christ? My radio ministry or Jesus Christ? Who is being glorified? I'm telling you, the Spirit glorifies Jesus. I just need to listen a little while to people. I don't have to take much time to be with people and see if they're off the mark. See if they're off the mark. And because we do exactly what the church does, proclaim itself. That is not the gospel. The gospel is Jesus Christ crucified, died, buried, and rose from the dead, sending the Holy Spirit. That's the gospel. The gospel has content. And you know, I'm not into having people come to my little groups. Though where the group is, the group should be glorifying Jesus. Last night, we sang and sang and sang about the holiness of God. Not once was mentioned, this group is such a good, wonderful group. That's a dead-end street. That's a dead-end street. We sang about the holiness of God. And when you sing about the holiness of God, the holiness of God seeps in. I tell you, St. Paul said, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's what he said to the Corinthian community. And you know what? He learned on Mars Hill when he was at the Areopagus, and he preached the resurrection of Jesus, and there were only 3 converts. Then he goes to Corinth from Mars Hill, from the Areopagus, and he says, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified when I came to you. Now, he was speaking to Christians already, Christians that had fallen off the track, because they were saying, we've got all these gifts. Oh, hallelujah, I speak in tongues. Listen, St. Paul spoke in tongues more than all of us. That's what he said, I speak in tongues more than you all. That's what he said. I am not against the gift of praying in the Spirit. As a matter of fact, we should be doing it every day. As a matter of fact, at least 7 minutes a day, people should be praying in the Spirit. But I do not want to glorify tongues. I do not want to glorify prophecy. I do not want to glorify healing. I want to glorify Jesus who heals. I want to glorify Jesus who dwells in my broken heart. I want to glorify Jesus because he is what the Spirit of God glorifies. When the Spirit of God comes, he shall glorify me. And you shall do greater things than I, because I go to the Father. This is what Jesus said. It's so simple. It's so simple. We are not in anything complicated. This is simplicity. But we always, always, always get messed up. Come to my group. Come to my group. Because in my group, things happen. No. My group is called to glorify Jesus Christ. Come to Jesus Christ in my group. But my group is not the only group that there is. God is using so many other groups. But let us not glorify the group. Let us glorify the Lord. You know, we don't hang around our chest the De Caloris. I'm into Curcio. Again, Curcio have brought more people to Jesus than I have. And I support it. Thank God. But people get converted in Curcio because Jesus is proclaimed. Because Christ, the hope of glory, is proclaimed. But then you have the people, you got to all make Curcio. No, I've not made Curcio. I'm not telling you I'm not going to make Curcio. I'm just saying, you know what? I don't need to make Curcio. But I know that there are people who need to make Curcio. And that's wonderful. Isn't that wonderful? I made an Antioch retreat, which was a little Curcio. And it was in that place that God changed my life in 1968. But I, when that happened, never proclaimed Antioch. I never proclaimed it. We had prayer meetings every week. We used to meet in Winthrop every week on 15 Francis Street. We used to meet with the Regans. Every week we would be there. But something within me knew that it wasn't the prayer meeting that was most important. It was Jesus who came to us in this prayer meeting, who gave us the Holy Spirit. What happened? Let me tell you what happened with that group, because it's very interesting. You know, I'm always looking for a friend. And I was the only one in that group that experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you want to know what? The way I was living and moving was very different than they were. I'm not telling it was better, but it was different. And as a result of that, I had to absent myself from that group. It was one of the hardest things I had to do. It was one of the hardest things I had to do, because it was in that group that I found Jesus. Jesus found me. But they were not willing to go the step further. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus, and Jesus gives that power to us. And we are to wield that power not for our own gain, but we are to wield that power for the gain of God, that he would add more people to his church. We are not to proclaim the church. We are to proclaim Jesus Christ. Listen to preachers and see what they're proclaiming. Just listen to them. See what they're proclaiming. Because if they're not proclaiming Jesus, they're off the mark. Because the fullness of life is in Jesus. The fullness of divinity is in Jesus. The fullness of humanity is in Jesus. Teresa of Avila says, "It is a great thing to meditate upon the humanity of Jesus, because God stooped down and became a human being. He became a human being. It is a wonderful thing to meditate upon the humanity of Jesus." But my friends, let me tell you that as we meditate upon his humanity, we cannot forget his divinity. We cannot forget what he said. And what did he say? "Go and make disciples of all nations." Not baptize. But after you've made disciples, go baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And know that I am with you always, even until the end of time. How is he with us, please? through the Holy Spirit. Jesus is gone. He is not on the earth. He is here through the Holy Spirit as Eucharist, as through the Word of God, as through the community, the church, as through the prophetic people, as through the priest. He is present in the power of the Holy Spirit. He is not present as he is, but he is present under the form of bread. He is present in the hearts of believers. He is present in the priest. He is present. He is present through the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said, "It is better for you that I go away." Because even Jesus, he was a human being and still is. At the right hand of the Father is a glorified human being who is both God and man. I could go on and on, but I'm not going to. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming Jesus. That's who I proclaim, in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient, whether I feel it or whether I don't feel it. My mandate was to proclaim Jesus. I knew that. I knew that in 1968, and that mandate never changed. It never changed. It never changed. It never, and it's not going to change. My mandate is to proclaim Christ, and the church's mandate is to do the same thing, and every movement is to do the same thing. We cannot get stuck with the church alone. We cannot get stuck with movements. The movement must be the vessel on which Christ is proclaimed. I need to hear from you, Father Tom. Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. We're about $17,000 short, so please, we have PayPal, inseason.net. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.